at 71246.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If I owned an NFL team, I would circulate a memo. What you do and say on your own time, wearing your own clothes, is your business. My business is selling tickets to people to watch football games. But if your behavior while you are on my dime and wearing my uniform insults and offends my ticket-buying customers, then your behavior becomes my business. Therefore, all players will stand at attention on the sidelines and pay proper respect during flag and national anthem presentation. Any player failing to do so will be benched immediately and traded to the worst team in the league at my earliest convenience. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN, Las Vegas, K265EZ. Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
The sports update is brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, it's official. Carmelo Anthony has signed the one-year, $2.4 million contract with the Rockets. Melo will also receive the $25.4 million for the upcoming season off the Thunder, and now is expected to come off the bench for Houston. And U.S. Ryder Cup captain Jim Furyk not tipping his hand, if you'll choose Tiger Woods, with his four at-large picks for the Ryder Cup. He wants to let the process play out, according to ESPN, until his first three picks are revealed on September 4th. And Major League Baseball, a wild card showdown in the American League as Seattle and Oakland take place. Mariners, a game and a half behind Oakland for the second wild card spot. Oakland just behind the Yankees for the other spot as well. The sports update brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. I am Clay Baker. It's ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM, which is brought to you by NACFI Injury Law.
Farhan Naqvi with Naqvi Injury Law. Imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. You want an attorney who does everything in his power to translate knowledge and experience into big bucks in your pocket. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Naqvi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
It's time now to enter the Press Box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
Yeah, let's go! Start the week on a Monday. Hello, everybody. It's Clay Baker with Ryan McKennell. The big dog is in the house. You know, Big Mac, Fight Nation 93 on Sirius XM. He is in with me all week long. And, brother, we got a show for you. We're going to talk Tiger Woods. He is back. We know that you are back on board with Tiger. We'll get on that on board with that to begin the show, as well as 1218. We want your phone calls at 364-1100. We cover a lot of NFL and the preseason and more with the Raiders broadcast team. JT the Brit, Fox Sports Radio, joins us at 1230 and 1130. We'll go over some of the NBA news that's rising around with Jameson Welsh from Drive Time Sports, the schedule, the win totals, and Mello with the Rockets. And 118 Nick Bogdanovich from William Hill Race and Sportsbooks. We're live in the Findlay Toyota Studios. Ryan McKinnell, Jared Diamond, I'm Clay Baker, and we'll take your phone calls at 364-1100 and 69187. Oh, man, Ryan McKinnell is here, and he's got the Pandora playlist going. He's got Master P.
He's feeling very Southern on the way down, the drive down.
Yes. Are you in a NOLA state of mind?
I am in a NOLA state of mind. This is correct. I had it left over. I was listening to my Pandora. I had Master P, actually, technically, Young Bleed, if you all remember the No Limit era. I had that on my Pandora station watching Tiger yesterday. When I got in my car this morning to drive over here, It was still on. So I figured, you know what? Tiger had a good Sunday. I'm going to have a good Monday. Keep it all in the flow. Keep everything right.
And you just decided to work Pandora right into the mix?
Yes.
And like Pandora was going to decide how everything was going to go?
Yes. I'll let the universe take care of it.
And let the universe take care of it, because sometimes you'll get the other playlist tunes, like Color Me Bad might get shoved in there for no good reason.
I have. I got a Toto station in there. Yeah. That's a given. I got Toto in there. What else do I got? I got Talking Head station. So I can't say that I don't go full soft rock, but I mix it up.
You mix it up. You found a way to like go and like live in a more involved world, a more evolved world where you can watch golf, but yet have your Pandora kicking.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
You can't do
golf.
It?
No, I can't. I can't watch golf, just golf. I have to either like be shooting some pool or, you know, playing some video games or listening to music. Golf, especially when Tiger's in it, I'm there. Don't get me wrong. I'm there. And, you know, maybe the last two holes, if it's close, three holes, I might really pay attention. But I need something else going. I'm a child. I'm an ADD child generation. You know what I mean?
You got to have more than everything. And you got the Karate Kid shirt on today, which is so awesome. I feel like we're ready to get into the Cobra Kai dojo.
Yep.
And, dude, I couldn't find my masterpiece stuff. I was trying to get the Young Bleed stuff, and it's not working. I had like 1 minute to go, and I was like, I didn't have enough time. So, listen, man, I couldn't believe it though. Like you, I felt the same way, that I haven't really cared about a round of golf this much in 10 years.
Yep.
And it happened yesterday afternoon. And I mean, even for you to go and like involve yourself to like, oh, this is good. This is something that I can really sink my teeth in, because you're seeing something that you want in the back of your mind to happen, but you didn't think it ever was going to happen.
Yeah, and it had all the drama that you would want on a final day. You know what I mean? Like, he was missing, talking about Tiger, he was missing, you know, fairways there in the beginning. He was having to shoot out of some poor shots. I think on the 15th or 16th, whenever he shorted that long putt, that's when I felt like, okay, maybe... Maybe it's not going to go his way. Up until that point, he was seemingly, you know, overcoming every obstacle that was thrown his way. He was right there in the mix. Koepka was falling behind at different points. I mean, he had an extremely strong tournament. Don't take that the wrong way. But, Tiger was there. He was there. The possibility for him to win the PGA Championship was there, which, if you've listened to me at all or... you know, follow me on Twitter. It's not something that I thought we were ever going to see again. Yeah. I really thought that the era of Tiger Woods was done. I didn't know if he could ever win another major again, even with as decent as he's looked this year and seemingly getting healthier. I feel like this weekend was the first time where it was very clear that what we've seen over the last however long, this newer version of Tiger is to be believed.
And maybe golf is one of those sports that you can play into certain age groups and still be very effective and maybe successful. But for Tiger Woods in golf, golf, the athleticism sort of passed him by. We saw in the last 5 to 6 years as he continued to deal with injuries that players are getting younger, of course, but stronger. And he was saying it all the time yesterday that Brooks Koepka is hitting 315 in the air, 340 drives. how do you even compete in this moment? And is there any time where you can think of a 42-year-old able to go and compete with people half his age?
Well, yeah, no, golf is unique in that regard, right? It certainly is, the fact that you can have what we saw yesterday. And, you know, I think more than anything, this is a sign of, I don't know if the game passed him by. I mean, surely, yes, talent had come up with the last 10 years as he's fallen off, a whole new crop of young, talented golfers have come up, and they've very much cut from the cloth. Like, who was hitting 340, 330 before Koepka? Who was doing that? Those type of, it was Tiger. He was taking, you know, irons at shots that you shouldn't be able to make.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're seeing is progression of the groundwork that Tiger Woods laid. I think the key reel here that we're seeing, the thing that we're really seeing here with Tiger, is that he's healthy. And I think more than anything, I think there was a mental aspect to his failures the last 10 years. I think there were a lot of things you could point to, but none more obvious than the injuries. And I think I think you're seeing that. He looked healthy. Screw the actual game itself. Let's just start the day yesterday when we saw Tiger with the backwards hat and the glasses and everything.
Yeah, right.
It was like, oh my God, the young Tiger's back. But it wasn't just the bat. And this is kind of. It's not off topic, but I don't know how many people felt this way, and I'd be interested to hear it. He literally looked younger. Like, he got Jennifer Aniston face peeling. Like, I don't know what happened, but like, I looked on my screen. I don't know if he got a lot of good rest,
yeah,
if he just really liked the Sunday he was heading into, but he legitimately actually looked younger, which for me was, I don't know, it took me by surprise. He looked younger on the course. He looked younger visually. We had backwards hat Tiger, which we knew we were getting serious.
Yeah, man, would you see that?
Yeah. Exactly. He meant business. he shoot a 64? Something like that? I mean, that's Tiger's back.
He shot a 64. And then the front nine, he hit zero fairways off the tee.
Right, right. No, and that's where the drama came in. It was like he was able to really earn that 64 in ways that, you know, I wasn't sure he could.
It was awesome to behold, and the PGA Championship kind of like ends the big majors, you know, for golf. The golf season's kind of winding to a close, and you know golf is like, oh, please don't let it end. Please don't let it end. Everything's going so good. Everything we put in a way, and Tiger is there. We're getting the best ratings we've ever had. We're getting more buzz around our sport than we've ever had, and now it's going to come to an end.
Well, it's a hell of a way to ride into the sunset for this major season, to come back with some real thirst and appetite, because when those do start up again, the talk is always Tiger, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now the interest is going to be there a lot more than it was before, because, you know, even me, like I said, I was a detractor. It's like, okay, can we stop hearing about Tiger now? Like,
yeah.
Really, like, honestly. Oh, yeah. Like, I'll be, you know, I'm a sucker for nostalgia, so I'll be there. I'll be tuned in. I'll be as happy as anybody if Tiger makes a run. I just don't think in any worldly way it's possible. He's too injured. He's too mentally, you know, strained. He wasn't making cuts. Like, when someone falls off a cliff that badly, the idea of them coming back to what we saw this weekend, it even for a guy like Tiger, it was a bit unfathomable to me. So now that he is clearly back, you're going to have a full, you know, however many months long of people pontificating and talking. But the one thing that's going to be clear as people discuss Tiger Woods is I don't think you're going to find many detractors anymore, at least in the sense of, well, he's never going to win another major. You know what I mean? We're wasting our time. What, you know, golf needs to plan for the future. No, no. I mean, to a large extent, the future, at least right now for the foreseeable next couple of years, is still Tiger Woods, which is really exciting.
You think Tiger Woods is using the Jennifer Aniston Aveeno stuff, the great lotion?
As you pull up the commercial.
Naturally active oatmeal moisture reserve.
No, I wasn't so much talking about the stuff Jennifer hawks on YouTube and her commercials. I meant like the stuff we don't hear about, like the good.
The good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Extra lipids, lipids that cover up all the cracks. Yeah. Crow's feet.
Exactly. I don't know exactly what it is. I just know there's some stuff Jennifer Aniston is not telling us about, which is what I'm sure clearly Tiger got his hands on, because that guy looked, he looked 30. It was incredible.
That's the voice of Ryan McKinnell. You know Big Mac, Fight Nation 93 on Sirius XM. Of course, one of the great hosts with Cofield and Company. And in the same vein, we're kind of like sick of hearing, all right, Tiger, is he back? You know, and you kind of gloss over all the great young golfers that are starting to build a core in golf, and like Brooks Koepka and Spieth and all these other, Justin Rose. And in the same regard, UFC kind of falls in that same kind of realm, because everyone wants to know when Conor's coming back. But yet everyone's overlooking all the young, good core fighters that are coming up and deserve praise. And here we are. And I wanted to ask you about Conor and Khabib. Let's take a quick break. And I want to ask you in parallel this. Is this kind of a good fight for them? Because here's the thing, Khabib and Conor, there's stories coming out each and every day. I want to kind of recap with you what happened last week, and then some stories that came out now that this could be one of the biggest pay-per-view buys in UFC history. And is this match a mistake? More of that will be answered with Ryan McKinnell here on the Press Box. Jay Dimes, Clay Baker next.
That's the sound cosmic.
Take a look at traffic, shall we? Watch out for the crashes on the surface streets. We have an injury accident downtown 4th Street at Charleston, as well as Charleston at Maryland Parkway, and on the Strip, Las Vegas Boulevard at Russell Road.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made, with room for up to 8. Choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. SubaruLasVegas.com.
For Han Nakfi with Nakfi Injury Law. Imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. You want an attorney who does everything in his power to translate knowledge and experience into big bucks in your pocket. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Nakfi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
PT's, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar are the place to host your fantasy football draft this season. Every draft party includes a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, and the most competitive food and drink packages in town. Enjoy Las Vegas' best award-winning happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. For more information, visit PTEGLV.com or download the PT's mobile app to contact your favorite tavern and book your party today. PT's Taverns, real, local, play.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Do you ever look at your car or your truck and you have a ding, a dent, a scratch on the body or the bumper that's just driving you crazy and it makes you cringe? Do what I did. Call the experts at Dent Pro Las Vegas. Dent Pro will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro will send out a licensed certified tech and their prices start at just $99 a dent. And if you have more than one dent, they'll give you a discount. Check out DentProLasVegas.com or call them at 702-368-DENT. That's 368-3368. So give them a call and get it scheduled today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy men plan allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
When something goes wrong with your air conditioning, you only have three options, and doing nothing isn't one of them. So one, you can mess with the problem yourself. Good luck with that. Two, you can call some inexperienced smaller AC shop you know nothing about. Or three, you can call the guys you've known for a long time. Yes Air Conditioning. They're run by a bunch of slightly obsessive neat freaks who will do the job so well you may never see them again. When AC problems arise, the Yes Man can. Call Yes Air Conditioning, 888-4937, or go online to theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
At Universal Men's Clinic, we focus on helping men suffering from low testosterone or ED. If you often feel low energy, have a decrease in your libido, or difficulty in the bedroom, you may have a treatable medical condition. These symptoms occur in many men over the age of 30. The medical staff at Universal Men's Clinic will evaluate your diagnosis and blood test to determine what medical treatments are available for you.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where they specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, patients experience a high level of care.
Come in for an office visit. For those with a treatable condition, the medical staff will create a customized treatment plan, including monitoring your progress in a professional and confidential atmosphere. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
It's the Nevada Broadcasters Association's 23rd Annual Hall of Fame Gala, Saturday, August 18th, honoring Rossi Rollenkotter, Don Logan, and this year's Lifetime Achievement recipient, Hank Thornley, Las Vegas's first television news director and anchorman, celebrating our 2018 Hall of Fame inductees and Foundation Scholarship recipients. It's the Nevada Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame Gala. For tickets, visit NevadaBroadcasters.org.
So you found yourself in the slammer. I'm not going to rough you up about it. Instead, I'm going to offer you a deal. Call Goodfellas Bail Bonds when you need to get back into circulation. Or send a Kumbadi down to 513 South Main Street downtown or 42 Water Street in Henderson. One of the fellas will be happy to take good care of you. We offer you a free ride home, we offer you a free t-shirt, and we'll give you a free hug. Goodfellas Bail Bonds, 384 Jail. That's 384-5245. Forget about it.
You're back in the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas and call the show 702-364-1100.
Ryan McKinnell is here. Big Mac, following him on Twitter at Ryan McKinnell. Jared Diamond as well, his final week of the internship. Gonna miss you, big guy. It's gonna be rough, man. Next week we're gonna take you out. Too bad Glitter Gulch is closed, because it would have been a nice place to take a guy as he, before he descends onto his junior year at GW. I'm Clay Baker. It's the Press Box. And we're kind of going over some of the parallels of Tiger Woods to the PGA, to way Conor McGregor is to UFC. And, of course, we know Ryan with Fight Nation 93 on Sirius XM. Do you find, like, any sort of comparable nation where, like, you have a great star like Tiger Woods and Conor McGregor, but they kind of hold back the line? They kind of hold up the line of next up-and-comers, but at the same time, they're such a big star that anything they're attracted to brings everybody up to the same method. And I'm wondering if the fight that's coming up in October with Conor and Khabib, is it holding stuff back that the UFC needs? Because they do have a young core group of fighters that could be on its way to be ascending to stars. Is it holding this the whole federation back?
Well, I like the comparison between Tiger and Conor.
Thank
you. Because they're very similar in that regard, that the sport, at least, obviously, in The UFC right now, there's no more important fighter than Conor McGregor, and in a really, really large way, especially coming off the Mayweather fight. In terms of pop culture, there are a few fighters that are there's never been a fighter as popular as Conor McGregor. So it's, you can apply that to golf. There's never been a golfer never as popular as Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
So it's a fair comparison. Now we get into an interesting part about star power and planning for the future, right? I think when you talk about Conor and you talk about Tiger in that regard, it's important to remember that Conor is backed by a promotion, a promoter. Like, the PGA Tour stands alone. It's the tour. If you want to be a champion, if you want to make money in golf, there's one place to be, and it's the PGA Tour. Right. In the UFC, in mixed martial arts, it's a little bit different. Now, of course, the big dog is the UFC. That cannot be debated, right? But there are other organizations out there. There are Japanese organizations like Ryzen and ONE FC. They're not Japanese, excuse me. They're Asian. Then you have Bellator, obviously, stateside. DAZN, which is a streaming service that's getting into boxing as well, they signed a deal with Bellator. So there is money in mixed martial arts. But in terms of the UFC, the money is in Conor McGregor. This is going to be a huge fight between Khabib. There's no question about it. The good thing in terms of holding the division up, when you ask that, or holding stars back, the good news is Khabib, although inactive at times because he is a Muslim and he doesn't fight during Ramadan, and there are other caveats to him staying in the cage, and he has been injured at different points, he's fighting more regularly than Conor McGregor is.
He is.
Okay, yeah. So he is going out and taking fights and keeping, he's undefeated. He's a Dagestani wrecking machine. He's a super exciting through his dominance. He's a ground fighter, but he is exciting. So he is holding the division. He's keeping interest in 155. You have Max Holloway and Brian Ortega at 145. There are interesting people coming up, but I'm going to circle back to this when you talk about Conor McGregor being the show and what are they doing for the future. It's hard to say. It really is hard to say, because when they sold, when I'm talking about they, I'm talking about Zuffa, the Fertittas,
yeah,
right? Dana White. When they sold to what is now Endeavor, Ari Emanuel, and what was formerly WMEIMG, the Hollywood studio, the agency, right? The whole, and I don't sit on the meetings. I can't speak, you know, from exactly what their plan is. But to me, what this looks like is they are running the UFC like a movie studio. And that is a huge mistake, meaning they have one, you got your Tom Cruise, right, which in this case would be Conor McGregor, okay? Maybe not the greatest example. For Tom Cruise isn't what he once was, but let's say 1999 Tom Cruise, right?
Hey, what's that Top Gun 2 right. movie comes hey, out, yeah. he's back on top.
That's right. Maverick is back. But when you take that and you think about that, okay, you got your one big star. You roll them out, you do sequels, you constantly rely on this big guy to push your biggest movies, and then whatever else comes, you know, good ideas and little side projects, okay, good, great. That's a nice cherry on top of what this Sunday that is already either, you know, Conor McGregor in this case, the example I'm using is Tom Cruise. But in the fight game, you can't do that. You can't rely, and especially on a guy like Conor McGregor, who has proven time and time again that he knows his value, he's willing to hold out for his value, and he doesn't, as loyal as he is to the UFC, I don't, that's a, he's not loyal to anybody. So if, yes, he does fight for the UFC, and they do seem to have a good relationship, but don't think for one second that he wouldn't fight somewhere else if the money was there. If Viacom and Bellator wanted to open up their piggy bank and
that
pay Conor
cool.
McGregor,
yeah, yeah.
Right. That's the type of move that, and that's what I'm saying, don't think Conor wouldn't do that. So as they're sitting here putting all their eggs in the McGregor basket, and this will be a huge fight, make no mistake, he is the biggest fighting star in MMA history. This is all true. They still have a talent-laden roster of fighters that isn't getting the exposure that they should be getting. Now, I don't know if it's because they lack the foresight and the understanding of how to sell these people, or if they're too worried about getting McGregor back in the cage for these big fights, or Brock Lesnar's return against Daniel Cormier. I don't really know, but the feeling to me is they're just focused on money fights and super fights, and how can we, oh, well, Lesnar's got to come back and fight Daniel Cormier. Oh, okay, that's fine, but when you become known for that, when you become known for belt or cash grabbing, right, and stripping the shine off the belts, and for anyone who's really familiar with the UFC, you know you're going through a time right now with a lot of interim belts, right? That even when people, like, they're doing it with this upcoming Tyron Woodley-Darren Till fight. It was supposed to be Tyron Woodley versus a cat called Colby Covington, who just met with President Trump. He's got this MAGA gimmick. He won this interim belt, which really shouldn't have even been an interim belt. They made an interim welterweight championship because Tyron Woodley, the actual welterweight champion, wasn't ready to fight. Now, he had just fought within the last year. It wasn't like they needed to make this interim title, right? But they did make this interim title, and Covington went out and won it. Now they're saying that belt doesn't matter. He's not getting the next title shot, even though he's the interim title challenge.
That's phony stuff, man.
Exactly.
That's phony. Fans don't like that.
Exactly. And then the issue with that is now a brand that was once a grassroots movement built from the forums of the internet culture. And more so, you talk about consumer and buyer confidence, a product that when you knew you were putting down your $59.99 or your $64.99 for HD, you were getting a full card full of what you knew what you were watching. The stars had been built in a very focused and not manufactured might not be the word, but focused, a very focused way. You knew what you were getting. Now, how much buyer and consumer confidence is there in the UFC? It's a Conor McGregor show. You don't really know who's coming up. You used to know everybody on the prelims. And so you're living in kind of a disjointed MMA world where it feels very Hollywood. And I don't use that because of obviously the sale. I use that just very much because they've almost gotten too big for their britches and they don't know what the future holds. Now, it's been like that before, and the Ronda Rouseys of the world and Conor McGregors have shown up and ushered us into an entirely new era of mixed martial arts. But where we're sitting right now, it's going to be interesting to see because, you know, for people who don't think that MMA can't become NASCAR, if that can't be one of the hottest things in the world going and pulling in sponsors and money only to be left kind of like, think about where NASCAR is now. It's still relatively okay, but it's not what it was in 1999 or 2000.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So if you don't think through bad choices and through if Conor McGregor goes away and they're left sitting there just kind of with their hands up in there, like, well, what do we do now? If you don't think that that can happen, it absolutely can. This sport relies on stars. And if you don't have stars waiting in the wings, you're going to be left with trouble. And you need people, and this is why this fight's so important. You need Conor to be back so he can headline these cards, potentially put over a guy like Khabib Nurmagomedov, who I think is probably going to win this fight, right? That puts Khabib a little bit more over. More people know about Khabib. Okay, you got more of this like Eastern Dagestani sort of mysterious star, but it's also extremely important. Who else do you put on this card? Who else do you show these fans?
That is just as important.
Right, because that's very much what they did. When they signed Brock Lesnar originally in 2008-ish, 2009-ish, he headlined UFC 100. Yeah. When he headlined UFC 100, underneath him was George St. Pierre. Underneath him was John Jones. Okay, that was, they knew what they had with Lesnar. Well, he was a showcase, but look
this
at
is
what
a vehicle
look,
that will
exactly,
drive us.
Exactly,
it'll set up fights not just this year, but next year and down the road. And do you think that maybe Khabib is not the right opponent for a guy who spent a year and a half outside of the MMA ring?
Yeah, he's a, listen.
Because normally old champions don't come in to fight the young blood right away.
Well,
a guy that could steam you, and if you get beat, that probably hurts your brand and takes a little shine off your next cards.
Here's the thing. Khabib was a bad matchup for Conor McGregor a year ago.
Yeah,
he was a bad matchup for Conor McGregor as soon as Conor McGregor beat Eddie Alvarez.
Okay, sure.
If Conor never fought Floyd and went straight to Khabib, that was still a horrible stylistic matchup for him. And listen, Conor McGregor is a smart guy. He knows how dangerous this fight is. You know what I mean? And you got to give credit to McGregor. This is a guy that had jumped up in weight classes. He went from 145, 13 seconds, knocking out Jose Aldo, to jumping up and fighting Nate Diaz at 170 pounds. Granted, through extenuating circumstances that you really couldn't have been foreseen with injuries and late replacement of Dos Anjos, but he went from 145 to 170. Then when he lost that fight at 170, he immediately took a rematch against Nate Diaz at 170 to get his win back, something he did. He's psychotic. And you talk about losing to Khabib Nurmagomedov hurting the brand. This is something I've said before he ever won a title. Conor McGregor is going to sell no matter what. Will he sell more if he's constantly winning? Absolutely. But he is the type of guy, you saw it with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Losses absolutely derail their career. Completely unable to deal with the criticism and the feeling of just utter defeat and getting embarrassed in front of millions of people.
She still would have had fans, but she herself could not take the loss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor is a complete opposite of that. Conor McGregor went into this game knowing that he was going to lose, no delusions of grandeur, that he was going to retire undefeated. He was in to get money. Save his brain as much as possible, okay? And do him. Make sure the Conor McGregor brand is strong. And so far, he has accomplished everything he set out to do, and then some, because of the Floyd Mayweather fight.
That's Ryan McKinnell. I'm Clay Baker. Jared Diamond here as well. He's got your update next. And coming up after the break, it's Jameson Welsh, our NBA insider. We'll get our news done with the NBA schedules, the win totals, and Melo to the Rockets next.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
Your sports update is brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. 34-year-old NBA veteran Carmelo Anthony has signed a one-year, $2.4 million deal with the Houston Rockets. Anthony received the remaining $25.4 million of his original 2018-2019 salary from the Atlanta Hawks. Afternoon baseball is underway in Atlanta as the Braves are tied at 1-1 against the Miami Marlins in the top of the fourth inning. The 51s are in Fresno taking on the Grizzlies at 7:05 tonight. With a record of 60-59, the 51s are now over 500 for the first time all season. And after a big 92-74 win against the Indiana Fever on Saturday, the Aces are back in action on Wednesday at 7 at the Mandalay Bay Event Center against the New York Liberty. Your sports update was brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. I'm Jared Diamond on ESPN Las Vegas.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
In the second hour today, we'll be going over Tiger Woods, the phenomena. He's back. You're back. We'll take your calls at 12:18. 12:30, we'll be joined by JT the Brick, Fox Sports Radio Network, as well as one of the voices of the Raiders. He was there on Friday. He watched it go down. We'll get his thoughts at 12:30. But coming up now, it's our NBA insider, Jameson Welsh from Drive Time Sports. How are you, Jameson?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys. Definitely appreciate it.
Well, it was awesome. Thank you for joining us. And it was awesome last week when you get like the 1 o'clock message. All right, here comes the schedule. They're going to drop it. And I think just about everybody around is going to go. If you're not a Lakers fan, you are going to go and see what Laker games are available. Talk about what that is for you, because you got about 1,200 games for the regular season, but none are more intriguing than ones that include LeBron.
So here's the funny part. When the Lakers were bad, people complained about them getting national televised games. Like, oh, they were on 25 times. They should be on 5 times, And people were mad about that. Why are they on Christmas? No one wants to see them. Why are they playing on MLK Day? Because they're the biggest brand in the sport. They are as good as the Warriors are, and as many rings as the Celtics have, and the Knicks have been around forever. The Lakers pretty much run the NBA when it comes to news. When it comes to anything media-related or anything buzzworthy or viral-worthy, click-worthy, whatever you want to call it, the Lakers run it. When it comes to when teams want to, or when networks want to say, hey, you know what, let's interrupt Lakers, they know what they're doing. They know, say, hey, every day I see an article or a podcast saying, hey, will the Lakers, will this situation work out? This is why it will. This is why it won't. They do that for a reason. So anything Lakers related, it generates clicks, it generates revenue, and that's how it's going to be the whole season. It's going to be Lakers overload, similar to 2013, when they had Dwight Howard and Steve Nash. This is going to be way worse because there's so many different storylines. And here's the crazy part. No one's talked about Lonzo or LaVar Ball this whole summer.
My God, you're right. That has escaped us.
Thanks, LeBron.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to send LeBron a wine and cheese basket after the show. We're talking with Jameson Welsh. Follow him on Twitter at TheJameson. He's our NBA insider with Drive Time Sports. And what did you think about like the Christmas matchups? Were you going to have like several teams working together? I thought that would have been a great time to bring the Kawhi Leonard Spurs angle back on Christmas Day. That didn't happen.
No, because here's the thing. The Spurs are, they are a great, great franchise. They, over the last 20, really over the last 40 years since they've joined the NBA, they have been very consistent. Like, they're probably a top 6 or 7 team in the whole, league since they've been in. Like, they're always consistent. They're always in the mix. And even though before they start winning the championships, they're always right there. They're always winning the 45, 50 games a year. They always had star power. They are a pretty solid franchise. But no one wants to see them play. They play in a small market. They play, at all the Texas teams. They're definitely in the smallest market. And there's just other teams and other people, other players that people want to see. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo plays in Milwaukee, but people want to see him play. The Spurs really don't have anyone that, people want to tune in and go out their way to see. I mean, DeMar DeRozan's a good player, but the general fan really doesn't want to see him if they don't have to. So on Christmas Day, you have to understand, the Lakers and Knicks are going to play on Christmas Day no matter what. That's just how it's going to be. It might not be at the right time slot. That's how it's going to be. And then of your top 5 or 6 players in the league, the NBA is going to find a way to mix those guys in. So you have Harden, Westbrook, Curry, Durant, you know, so all those guys, no matter where they're playing, they're going to be on. So that's just kind of how it goes. So there's going to always be someone slotted one way or another, whether it's Toronto, whether it's Antonio, whomever it is, the Wizards, even though they've been on a few, you know, a few times over the last few years. But sometimes you got to feel slotted, and that's just how it's going to be.
You know, Jameson, Christmas is always stacked. It is the day of basketball. If Thanksgiving belongs to the NFL, Christmas definitely belongs to the NBA. But let's go back to October. Let's start with the start of the season. I'm looking at this. My first takeaway when looking at the schedule, I always want to know when the rookies are going to match up, right? Like, when are we going to first get a look at some of these guys that obviously we've been buzzing about through the offseason and all through the summer? And I'm looking right at October 17th when the Mavericks take on the Suns. That's going to be Luka Doncic taking on Ayton. We talked to you a lot, but I don't think I've been in here to talk to you about these two. These two have been the discussion of the NBA, at least far as I was concerned. I wanted to get your take. When you look at Ayton, when you look at Doncic, early on, who do you think, your best guess, who do you think is going to have the better NBA career, and what are you going to be looking at when they meet up on October 17th?
I think both guys have potential to be special. I think Ayton has more goods in terms of skill set and his athleticism. His athleticism is off the chart with his skill set. He has a combination to be a very special player. Now, Luka Doncic is a very skillful player, but his athleticism at that height and what he can bring to the table isn't as great as other guys. But his skill set is very impressive for a guy that of that age. So I think both are going to be good players. Both are going to be around for a very long time. If I had to bet the house on a guy being really good and being an impactful player, I would take Ayton, because bigs that are that athletic and they're that skillful can shoot from the outside, can defend, rebound, block shots, finish around the basket. Those guys don't come around that often, because nowadays the big lumbering bigs are almost out of business. Like, no one's even inquiring about them. People are trying to basically dump them. I mean, Jahlil Okafor went from a top three pick to almost off the league in 4 years. So the lumbering big, there's really no place for it. But the athletic big that can show and recover on pick and roll, that can block shots and rebound, that can finish around the basket, that big is always going to be of service. So DeAndre Ayton is a bright spot for the Suns. We just have to see how they incorporate him in their offense and their system, because they have a new coach as well, so that'll be interesting to see. Well, Luka Doncic is going to be a little bit different, because he's playing for Rick Carlisle, who's notoriously not well with rookies. Like, he doesn't really like rookies, like to play rookies a whole lot. So that's going to be interesting to see what takes place there. But I do think he will help the Mavericks, because they do have a lot of veteran players, and he'll be able to slide in. And also, it's a very low-pressure situation for both guys. Both teams aren't expected to win, so they're able to develop without the craziness of a big market.
All right, so that's on October 17th, Ayton taking on Doncic. That's going to be on ESPN. A week later, that same Mavericks team with Doncic, they go on over to Atlanta to take on the Hawks and Trae Young. That's going to be on October 24th. I mean, you talk about stylistically, okay, maybe Ayton and Doncic isn't the best comparison, but you look at Young and you look at Doncic. Who do you think is going to have the better career out of those two?
See, so here's the thing. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of bloggers, a lot of people, a lot of journalists who think that Trae Young is going to be a bust, or they don't think he's going to be as good as Luka Doncic. Mm. And for me, I'm one of the few believers of Trae Young. I think he's going to be an amazing player. When a guy can shoot from that range and can pass the way, you know, Trae Young can pass it and finish the way he can, I like that. I can buy stock in that. Whenever a guy leads both the country in points and assists, that's special. That doesn't happen. That may never happen again. So for him to do what he did in college, and to kind of get disrespected, overlooked as he comes into the NBA, is kind of like, hey, like, something's not right here, because this guy really put up some really impressive work in college versus other elite players, and he's kind of looked down upon. I don't quite understand it. However, I will say this, that trade is going to be talked about more than anything else over the next 2 years, because these guys, their careers are going to be tied to each other, because, you know, Atlanta could have picked Luka Doncic. If they liked him, they could have picked him and wrote it out, but they felt Trae Young was a better piece, a better player, and we'll see how it goes. But also, Trae Young sells tickets. That's a guy that if he clicks, if he becomes that guy, Atlanta for the longest time has had issues selling tickets to all of their sports teams' games, let alone the Hawks. You know, the Hawks have had attendance issues for a while, and they only sell out when other star players come to visit. So if they get a star in Trae Young, it helps them a lot of different ways than just winning on the court.
And we see the NBA schedule favoring a lot of these young teams with the high-priced and the new young rookies. You see Ayton and you see Trae Young. They're getting like early October. Jaren Jackson even has a game, a national TV debut like on November 5th. It would normally be a long time before you see some of these bad teams with the young rookies getting national TV, but obviously ESPN and TNT are taking advantage of that. They're getting them out early, and I think that's the best way to do it. Let these guys get showcased early, and you get a guy like Kevin Knox on October 31st on ESPN. Now you're building something. You don't have to just rely on star power.
Oh, you're absolutely right. But here's the thing. Here's the common, thing about national televised games. NBA TV should not count as a nationally televised game. Like, it shouldn't. It's there. Most people have it with their cable provider. It should be a big deal. If you're on ESPN, ABC, TNT, the primetime games, those are the ones. Like, right. Those are the ones that count. Those are the ones that people tune in. Those are the ones they make special commercials and, they do things with. The NBA TV, I get why it is a nationally televised game on paper, but there's certain listings and ratings that don't count that. So the Grizzlies aren't going to be on television that much. Like, you're not going to see them on ESPN or ABC that much, if not at all. But with that being said, it is good that the NBA is marketing its young players, because right now the NBA is in a very good spot right now. The NBA probably has the most positive buzz it's had probably ever. Like, you really can't say a negative thing about the NBA outside of the competitive balance. That's the only thing, and that's not a bad thing. You have a dynasty that's in the process of doing some historical stuff. So the NBA is in a really good situation. It's only getting better because you have so many young guys that are talented and bring so much into a league that people are gravitating towards more and more every day.
I'm speaking with Jamison Welsh, the NBA insider with Drive Time Sports. Follow him on Twitter at TheJamison. Before we get into win totals, I just want to get your thoughts on, for the second straight year, there are no 4-game and 5-day sets. The NBA seems to find a great way to go and balance their schedule where they get plenty of rest. In fact, I think teams are averaging just 13 instances this season where they have back-to-back games.
Well, see, here's the thing. So everyone talks about, the NBA should, they should lower the season games like to 66 or 60 or 65. The owners are never taking that.
Never.
Like, that's never going to happen. So, get that out of your minds. What's the best situation for that? Start the season a couple weeks earlier, like they have been doing, and to spread the games out over a longer period of time. So, like you mentioned, this is probably the lowest amount of back-to-back games historically teams ever played. There's no 4 and 5 games. I don't think there's any 5 and 7 nights anymore this season either. So it's a situation where the commissioner and the league offices are listening to the players. They have a pretty good relationship as of right now. There hasn't been any labor talks or anything like that going on, so everyone's able to communicate clearly. There's no issues. If the players have an issue, they're able to communicate that with the commissioner and the powers that be, and there's some action on that. I remember 5 years ago when this first started to kind of be a thing, next thing you know, there's more break after the All-Star game. There is less back-to-back, less 3 games in 4 nights, especially when you're traveling. That used to be a guaranteed loss. When you saw a team on a back end of a 3-game or 4 nights, you pretty much knew. If you're a person that bets, you pretty much said, hey, I'm going to take this team no matter how much points they're laying, because they're gonna win. So that's just how it went. Now it's totally different. The players are being heard. They're able to kind of give their body a rest. When you're in a situation where you're in Utah, Denver, and Oakland, that's a tough schedule no matter what teams are doing well or not. But if you're able to get a couple days in between to rest your body, that's always a win.
And when you started to take a look at last week's win totals that came out from the Westgate, what popped out to you? Because obviously you see some of the precipitous drops, Cleveland going to like 30.5 wins. That's what they rolled out with, a former 55-win team now at 30. Lakers, normally at a 30-win, 35-win team, now up to 48.5. What were some other things that kind of jumped out at you that kind of indicate one team's progress going up and another's decline?
Well, the Warriors at, 63 or 62.5, I believe it was.
62.5, that's right.
Yeah, that was interesting, because the last couple of years it's been like at 68.5, and I think the year before was like 69. It was right around 70, so that's been interesting. With that being said, they know they don't have to win the West to win a championship. Like, they know that, hey, we just want to incorporate our guys, get our guys healthy, and they'll be okay. I mean, heck, they didn't have Steph Kerr for, most of the first round and part of the second round. They still won it. So yeah, they know they don't have to win every game in the regular season. They know they can win 55 games and they can find a way to win. That was the one that popped out. The Lakers are winning 48.5 games. I would take the over on that, but it wasn't surprising to me, because I think they're right around the 50-52 win team. It didn't really surprise me. However, I knew it was going to get a buzz because a lot of people don't think their role players are really good. They don't think Ingram is as good as the fans think, or Kuzma, or even Ball. But those guys, when healthy last year, did play well. So it's going to be very exciting to see. I know a lot of people are going to that's not going to be the highest or most bet total. It's going to be Lakers total for sure. I'd be shocked if there's anything else approaching it.
Sixers, 54.5, that rolled out. Do you have a little trepidation with that number only because of a sudden or even like a hidden injury risk that could plague this team?
It's a huge risk because that team is not that, doesn't have a whole lot of depth, and they really didn't get better this offseason. They didn't add anyone. They had chances to. They didn't. They could have added Kawhi. They didn't go. They didn't do that.
They haven't hired a GM.
Right. Yeah, the GM kind of fired himself. But yeah, like there's a situation there where they lost the GM. So there's a lot going on. With that being said, if their two big guys are healthy, they're winning 55 games. I mean, they're in the East. The East is really bad. I mean, the East is to the point where if Indiana is a third seed, it would not surprise me. Like that, and there's no slight to Indiana at all, but that's how like bad the East is. Like East is really, really rough. And even the Celtics, as good as they are on paper, they have a lot of things they have to work out. A lot of guys that kind of play the same position that are going to want minutes, but there's not going to be enough minutes for everyone. So we'll see how everything works out. But the East, I mean, if you're an elite team out East, you have to win 55 games almost by default.
What if you're a not elite team like my baby Bulls? They got a chance at an 8 seed? Help me out.
Well, here's the funny part. So if you're a 6-14 team or 6-15 team out East, you have a shot because that's how bad the East is. Like that's just how rough it is. Now the Bulls are a couple years away. I like some of the pieces they have. I love Markkanen, and I even like Chandler Hutchinson as well. I think he's gonna be a sleeper for them. But they're a couple years away. They have to figure out ways to win, and also they have to figure out if Hoiberg is gonna be their long term coach or not. You know, he's been rumored to, you know, like, hey, if a big college job comes about, he might leave the Bulls. Like that's been a rumor for a while now. So they have a lot to figure out, a lot going on. They have so many young players. It's very difficult to win young in this league. No matter what conference you're in, it's very difficult to win with guys under 25 because there's so many mistakes that take place, so many defensive lapses that take place. With that being said, the Bulls are in a pretty good spot going forward. They have a lot of young guys that can play. It's just going to take time because there's so many things, so many trial and error periods you have to go through with young players. It is going to take time. But if you're a Bulls fan, your patience is going to get rewarded if everything works out.
Well, let's pivot to the news of the day, the big news of the day, the least kept secret in the NBA, and that's Carmelo Anthony signing with the Rockets. You know, he said last year that he was never going to come off the bench. Now he's coming off the bench. He's making 2.5. I think myself and a lot of other people are worried about how he's going to fit into this team, at least from a sharing standpoint, from a flow standpoint. Are we reading too much into that, especially now that we know that, you know, he's probably not going to be a starter? He can kind of fly under the radar and maybe just captain that second team offense and do what he does best.
Well, here's the issue with Melo. James Harden and Eric Gordon aren't great defenders, and their best lineup last year had Chris Paul, Eric Gordon, and James Harden on the court. Like, that was their best lineup in the regular season and the playoffs. But when those three guys were on the court, that was their best and most lethal lineup. Now, if you add Melo to that, the defense gets a lot worse, and versus the one team that they've had issues with, which is the Warriors, you can't play Melo. Like, that's the thing. You really can't play him because whoever he's guarding, they're going to be in attack mode. They're going to put him in pick and roll. They're going to run different plays for him, basically get him in the action. They're going to force him to defend and be in every single action every time down, so you got to take him out. So that's my thing. Offensively, they're going to be fine. The Rockets are always going to be fine offensively. They have one of the best offensive coaches ever. They have one of the best point guards ever. One of the best shooting guards ever in James Harden. So their offense will never be an issue. Their biggest issue is going to be defensively because when it comes down to early and late May, can they get enough stops to win games? Because we've seen when the game slows down and bogs down, their offense is, you know, it's cool, but their defense is what has let them down on the last few years. So adding Melo, it sounds good, but that's not the end-all, be-all. Watch out for Ryan Anderson being moved for a guy like a Nicholas Batum or a Kent Bazemore or some random pieces that he is like that, because that's a trade chip that obviously they can't play Ryan Anderson because he's basically a 6'10 version of Melo. Like, they both do similar things. They can move Anderson if they take back another bad contract or two. So they take back a Nicholas Batum, who's owed a lot of money, but he helps them. He adds more wing depth. That could happen. Or Kent Bazemore, who has a little bit less money owed, but he's a wing, and he helps them out a little bit more. It would not surprise me if they do something like that.
Oh, man, that Chicago Bulls talk got all Ryan all fired up. See the gleam, man. The gleam in McKinnell's eye.
There's hope.
When you're like, there was hope, but there's hope there now. I love it, man. Jameson, we appreciate it, man, coming on with us. Thanks again for making time for us on a Monday. We know it's kind of like an off season for you. Go back, enjoy yourself. Have a good day today, will you?
Not a problem. I just got back from Kentucky where they played 4 exhibition games, and all the fans acted like it was the NCAA tournament. So I was going to be back in Vegas.
Were people selling tickets for that thing for like $100 front back row or whatever?
Well, here's the thing. They sold out the Bahamas Invitational. So whenever you have your fans able to go to the Bahamas and watch exhibition basketball, it's always an interesting thing. But I will say those are real fans out there. They're very passionate about their Wildcats. So it was pretty fun to watch.
Awesome, man. Jameson Welsh. Follow him on Twitter at TheJameson. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
The NBA Insider here with us on the Press Box. Ryan McKinnell, Clay Baker, Jared Diamond here with you. When we come back, we'll go over news and notes around the world with the Nooner and what happened in Seattle of how a suicide mission ended up coming out good.
That's the sound cosmic.
NHP is wanting you to watch out for an injury crash that's on the strip at Russell Road. As crews around the scene, please avoid this area. We also have accidents on downtown 4th Street at Charleston, as well as Maryland Parkway at Charleston.
If you're looking for quick, convenient service for your vehicle, Hamid now has two locations in the Valley to serve you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo, or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. Free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. First-time customers get 10% off up to $50. Visit Hamid at Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo, or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
Hey Vegas, it's Clay Baker, and I've got an amazing offer for you from Zero Res. I'm always talking about how great that company is, but now you can experience Zero Res for yourself and get the $25 U.S. gas card too. Now let's think about it. Your carpet, it's your home's largest air filter. You know how it is. You come home, a long hot summer day, and you can feel as soon as you walk in the door, the air is thick, the air is musty. It's your carpet! And when you call Zero Res, they remove all the dust, the dirt, the pollen, the pet dander, and fur, all the contaminants that make the allergies go crazy, Zero Res makes all of that go away. It changed my home. It's time you make that call, too. Call today and ask for the Clay Baker LV Sports Network special. They'll clean 3 rooms of carpet for only $99, and you'll get a $25 U.S. gas card with every cleaning. Call today, 702-567-0016. Zero Res, 567-0016, or go online to ZeroResLasVegas.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It still spells the same. Zero Res.
Over the past few years, One Nevada has saved locals over $10 million in auto loan interest. If you have a high-rate auto loan, we may be able to lower your payment, shorten your term, or both. Apply online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If I owned an NFL team, I would circulate a memo. What you do and say on your own time, wearing your own clothes, is your business. My business is selling tickets to people to watch football games. But if your behavior while you are on my dime and wearing my uniform insults and offends my ticket-buying customers, then your behavior becomes my business. Therefore, all players will stand at attention on the sidelines and pay proper respect during flag and national anthem presentation. Any player failing to do so will be benched immediately and traded to the worst team in the league at my earliest convenience. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Okay.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed, certified tech. Prices start at $99 a dent with discounts on multiple dents. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368 to schedule today.
So you found yourself in the slammer. I'm not going to rough you up about it. Instead, I'm going to offer you a deal. Call Goodfellas Bail Bonds when you need to get back into circulation. Or send the Kumbati down to 513 South Main Street downtown. Or 42 Water Street in Henderson. One of the fellas will be happy to take good care of you. We offer you a free ride home. We offer you a free t-shirt. And we'll give you a free hug. Goodfellas Bail Bonds, 384 Jail. That's 384-5245. Forget about it.
It's the Nevada Broadcasters Association's 23rd Annual Hall of Fame Gala, Saturday, August 18th. Honoring Rossi Rollenkiner, Don Logan, and this year's Lifetime Achievement recipient, Hank Thornley, Los